Sports Interview with Allegory is brought to you by the Travelers Championship. Now is the time. This is the place. June 24th through the 28th at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. And by iBeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice-filled technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori and the Travelers Championship at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut, outside of Hartford, is right around the corner, June 22nd to the 28th. And joining me now to talk about this exciting PGA Tour stop is none other than Nathan Grube, the tournament director of the Travelers Championship. Welcome back to Talking Golf, Nathan.
And it is so good to see you. And I know when I see you, that means the tournament's right around the corner, so I'm like excited and terrified at the same time. So it's good to see you.
Well, you sit at the intersection of the PGA Tour, sponsors, players, fans, your host community. Your position is so very exciting. You wear so many different hats, but I can imagine it's very, very challenging. How do you manage to do it all, to handle everything?
Oh, you have an incredible team, first of all, to be able to do something like this. And to your point, it kind of takes, there's kind of four pillars, right, to put on a tour event. You have to have a title sponsor, you have to have the PGA Tour, you have to have a golf course, and then you have to have a operator, a host organization to do it. So you have to have all four of those entities all trying to do the same thing, in my opinion, to get a really, really special tour event. Sometimes you might have two of those entities with a vision, and then the operator and the golf course may not think that what the tour and the title want to do. So it's always, a bit of just making sure everyone's on the same page. And we are so lucky up here to have an incredible title. Your listeners know Andy Bassett and the team from Travelers, but to be able to have them lay out a vision and then have the tour buy into it and have the host facility at TPC River Highlands buy into it and have our group and our board of directors, everybody's rowing in the same direction. And I think when you get that, you kind of have this special culture and this special vibe that allows you to do some things that maybe, you know, not every tournament is that fortunate to have all four of those entities going in the same direction. So we're lucky. We have a really good team. And I've been very, very fortunate to Andy and I have worked together from Travelers for 20 years. And the two key people on my team that work with me, Tara and Kevin, I've worked with them for 20 plus years as well. So to have kind of the core leadership team there for that long, it's we're able to do some pretty special things. You have everybody that's been around for that long, I guess you could say.
You definitely have a great team. I love covering the tournament. I love seeing you all down at the Masters when you have your dinner on a Tuesday. It's a very cohesive team, and you guys have been doing it for a long time. You're complete professionals, so congratulations for that.
Appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Now, the Travelers Championship also is, you know, it's scheduled right after the U.S. Open, and this year the U.S. Open is in my neck of the woods.
Yes.
At Shinnecock, right here in the east end of Long Island. So talk about, you know, the advantages and perhaps the disadvantages of being scheduled like a week after the U.S. Open.
So I would have told you, let's say 15 years ago, 16 years ago, when we, you know, got this date, like those first few years, we were like, wow, the week after the Open is going to be an uphill battle. You know, everybody just kind of, there was this feeling, you don't follow a major. It's too hard and things like that. And so, but I mean, you know, Andy from Travelers, you tell Andy not to do something and it's going to be like, oh yeah, like let's figure it out. So we just started like peeling back the onion of why is the week after the Open a bad date or perceived bad date? And I swear to you, Ann, every reason everybody came up with, we're like, wait, we can solve that. We can solve that. And so you kind of just start chipping away at it. And then all of a sudden it became this thing where, you know, the U.S. Open is always It's about the golf course, right? It's about the history of the course. It's about the course setup. It's about, I mean, the story is the course, you know, Shinnecock, Oakmont, Pebble, like that's the story. And so the players are coming out of an event where it's about the golf course and what they do. And so what we tried to do is we tried to lean into that and say, well, hey, guess what? The next week, it's going to be about you and your families and about this. And you're going to play at an absolutely awesome golf course for the fans. It's incredible theater. But when the guys come here, they feel like there's this deep breath you can feel of like, okay, it's about us as the athletes. Not that the U.S. Open isn't about them as the athletes, because they're performing on the greatest stage in some of the greatest tests of golf. But leaning into what we could the week after the Open, all of a sudden the guys started to look forward to playing us. You know, the family started wanting to come here, the caddies, the agents, the trainers, the media. Like, we try to lean into the fact that we want to treat these people as our customers and they are the center of the week, right? Like, we want you to feel like you're the center of the week. And when you're here, we are taking care of you. And we try to do that with every one of our constituents. And so it became this kind of culture of like, oh, we're the story at the Travelers Championship. We're the celebrities, you know, the players and things like that. And so it just has resonated with the guys, and it has turned into a week that I actually had, you know, a few years ago, somebody said to me, well, let me take you back. When we first got the date, I remember somebody in the media saying to me, what did you do to make the PGA Tour so angry that they gave you the week after the U.S. Open? And I'm like, oh, wow, that's a leading question, you know? And then, you know, 15 years later, I had somebody ask us, hey, what did you guys do to get so lucky to get the week after the U.S. Open? And you kind of had to chuckle, but there was, Andy and I kind of had this philosophy of, okay, the date is not going to make the tournament. The tournament is going to make the date. And we just kind of kept saying that to ourselves over and over, going, we're not going to let this date define us. We are going to define this date and make it be a good date. And we've been very lucky to have some good partners who have leaned in. And now, you know, with Shinnecock, though, to your point, whenever it's regionally right here, there's just so much more buzz, I would say, regionally that we get to draft off of.
Sure.
You know, the U.S. Open's promoting it. It's awesome out at Long Island. But what's kind of interesting this year is our broadcast partners flipped. And actually, we've been on CBS for 19 years. And NBC went to the tour and said, hey, we'd like to have the Travelers Championship to be part of our portfolio. And there was, you know, a lot of discussions. And now all of a sudden this year, NBC's covering the U.S. Open and they're covering us the next week. Wow. So there is a very different dynamic from an audience shift to how it's being talked about, because we've never been on the same network as the U.S. Open for the next week. So I think that's going to be an exciting element that's going to, you know, free up the media on the broadcast of the U.S. Open to kind of talk about what's going to happen the next week. So we're excited, I mean, about what the, you know, those couple weeks up here in New England are going to be for professional golf.
So new network after all those years with CBS. I'm sure CBS was sad to leave the Travelers. Yep. They did such a great job, but with NBC and the Golf Channel's right there in Connecticut, so that has to have some advantages.
It honestly, it's one of those things where, to your point, I mean, the CBS team, they're our friends, right? We've known them for 20 years. We've grown up together, and Jim Nance has always been such a great partner. And who knows what's going to happen in the future, but it was a hard conversation to be like, wait, what's going to happen? You know, how's this going to work? But the NBC team completely leaned in, and they met with the Travelers leadership and, you know, said, hey, here's what we want to do with the event. And then the fact they are literally right down the street. So when you start to look at all the pieces of like, wait, Connecticut media company and NBC Sports, Travelers, Connecticut company, the Travelers Championship, what it means to this community, you kind of start to have this regional pride that is a different feel to it. And so I'm pretty excited about, we went down to the NBC Sports headquarters, you know, it's about 45 minutes from here. And we went down there when they first announced it and just kind of met with everybody and just like said, hey, this is going to be a regional family affair. Like, how are we going to do this together? And I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Very, very exciting for sure. And, you know, speaking of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, one of the toughest U.S. Open layouts on the rotation. And so the players, well, they'll be arriving just physically and mentally exhausted to the Travelers. Yeah. So tell my audience, if you would, Nathan, how the Travelers Championship really kind of embraces that aspect, because you go out of your way to make the players and their families and the caddies feel so comfortable.
So I guess, let me just say this. The best way I can describe it is I've had the player families and some of the kids describe the Travelers Championship as Camp Travelers. Like, they actually, like, hey, we're going to Camp Travelers this year, some of the younger kids. And so that, I think, just kind of summarizes, like, we try to take care of everybody when they get here. And it starts with the players. We have charters coming out from Shinnecock for the players and their families. As your listeners know, I mean, that's a long, like, you drive down back into the city and you go back up when you can basically see Connecticut, you know? So we did this, the last time the Open was at Shinnecock. We have some charters set up for the players, their families, their caddies. It's 12 minutes, to be perfectly honest, you know, a little quick flight. So we immediately take over the experience as soon as their experience ends at the US Open. And the USGA is great. They let us, you know, take their cars and drive them right up Plainside and do the charters for the players. And they're a good partner. But I mean, we take over the experience there. And then what happens when they land? We have gift bags for the kids. We have a whole, you know, airport committee. We actually do cars for the caddies and the players now. So the planes land, the caddies, it's all, everything's complimentary. Nobody's paying for their flights. And then they land at the airport and there's gift bags and there's people welcoming them. And then Andy and I are there welcoming the flights. And then all their cars are there, the caddies' cars, the players' cars. And we take their entire experience for those 7 days they're with us. They're our guests. And so whether it's the daycare programs, whether it's the hikes for the kids, whether it's the pool parties, whether it's we set up a big wiffle ball game on Thursday night, and we set up a fake green monster from Fenway for the kids, and they all get uniforms. And Keegan, actually, Bradley, our champion, he talked about the fact that his kids look forward to that wiffle ball game all year. And he actually uses it as a, hey, if you guys don't behave, you're not going to be able to play wiffle ball at Travelers, you know, like he uses it as a thing. So, we just really and try to lean into it and lean into the fact that we're a signature event on the PGA Tour, and you have the best players in the world here. They're competing for $20 million. And like, you take care of as much as you can, but then it's so that they can do their job, you know, so they can go out there and they can perform. But we do a bunch of stuff for the wives too. We set up studios inside the clubhouse, and we do, you know, massages and treatments and things like that. And then we really just try to take care of everybody so that they walk out of here going, man, like that felt good. And that's what you love to hear when you have the player walk away.
Well, talk about the field. I mean, the Travelers Championship is, I believe, the eighth and final signature event, right, on the calendar. Yes. And I want to get into that in a second. But, yeah. I mean, defending champion Keegan Bradley, Scottie Scheffler, who won in 2024, Shane Lowry, Justin Rose, Cameron Young, Chris Gutterup, Tommy Fleetwood. I mean, the list goes on. Matt Fitzpatrick. Talk about a great year so far. Matt Fitzpatrick and Chris Gutterup. And Scottie is just incredible as well. He's had a couple runner-up finishes this year as well as winning the Amex. Ricky Fowler, JT, Xander, Ludwig. I mean, you have them all. Almost everybody has committed, correct?
So I would say we're close. And what's crazy, as your listeners notice, the guys have until the Friday before to commit, right? It's always such a crazy business model to me that, you know, we were out there talking to the guys all year, but they can literally, you know, commit the week before, the Friday before. So Andy and I are always on the road talking to the guys, but it is, to have the field, I think we were looking at the list yesterday going, okay, of the guys eligible to play, there's obviously some guys in the top 50 that are not eligible to play us, you know, whether they live or European players, you know, whatever it is. But I think 14 of the top 15 eligible to play us have already committed. I think we're at like 27 of the top 30 that are eligible have already committed. And I think 45 of the top 50. So like the numbers are rolling in. And that is, and the guys still have 2 weeks to commit. So we're still going to pick up a few stragglers, as I like to call them. But, I mean, I love that for the fans. And I remember years ago when we would have one of the top 50 and people would be so excited, you know, oh, my gosh, we're going to see so-and-so, you know, as the one guy. But now to have this type of event and Travelers Investment to make this a signature event, to be one of, you know, only eight on the PGA Tour schedule globally, like that is so big for this region. And the fans have responded. I mean, record ticket sales, record hospitality because of that. And then that translates into record charity numbers. You know, I mean, we crossed the $4 million mark last year. And I mean, I know we're going to beat it this year based off of how sales are going because all the net proceeds go to charities. And we have 245 charities that we work with that all get a piece of that. And when you start hearing their stories and you start seeing what they do with the money and you start talking to people that are impacted by the charitable giving of those events. And I mean, that just motivates you to work your butt off even more because you're like, oh my gosh, if we put on a better event than we did last year, we can raise another $1 million, a half a million, and we can impact another 20 charities. And it's just, it's a really unique and unbelievably fulfilling role to be able to run a PGA Tour event with an incredible team, and that you know who you're working for, and who you're working for are those charities. And so if we do all that other stuff incredibly well, right? Best PGA Tour that we think, the best one we can run, the best players in the world love coming here. Like if we can do all that right, like we know who wins in the end, and you're going to get some amazing stories that that'll last, you know, impact people's lives. So that's a pretty big motivating factor.
So talk about notable players that you are still hoping will commit before the field is finalized.
Oh, I'm trying to think who hasn't committed yet, or at least who we've talked to. I know Rory's always an interesting one. I mean, he comes here a couple years and then he'll take a break, then he'll come. But he has become such a fan and friend of the tournament. He and Andy are very close. And he hasn't committed yet. I don't know what's going to happen. His world is so just after winning back to back at the Masters. But I do know that Rory loves this event. I know he loves coming here. He loves New England. He was one who I think he still obviously has a couple of weeks. And I'm trying to think outside of that, pretty much everybody else we know, like I said, if they're eligible, they're coming.
Right, obviously. And how much do you think the elevated purse and the signature event designation has changed the field and the caliber of the field that you attract?
It doesn't hurt. I mean, when the tour looks at you and your market and your title sponsor and they say, we want to make you one of the top eight events in the country, you know, these eight signature events, like they are sending a message that they want the players to come here, right? They want the media to come here. They want people to see this product on display here. So that's an incredible honor, but it's also, you know, there's a lot of pressure to that. Like they have said, hey, we're going to make you a signature event. What are you going to do with it? And we live with that every day. Like we want to say, look, we want to make sure nobody is ever going to look at this event and be like, gosh, should we have really given them that status? Should we have really highlighted this event? And we try to earn it every single day. And I thought Keegan said it the best at our media day. He's like, hey, coming from New England, he goes, I always had a chip on my shoulder as a PGA Tour golfer. Nobody thought I could make it on tour being from New England. You know, you're not from Florida. You're not, you can't practice all the time. And I honestly think we share that mentality. We just have this chip on our shoulder of we are going to outwork you. Like, period, end of story. Like, we are going to outwork you as an event. We are going to try harder, and we are going to make no one ever regret or second guess why this, you know, could be one of the best stops on tour. So it's pressure, but it's a good pressure that we absolutely love. But we don't take, I can't believe it's been 20 years with Travelers, because I feel like we've taken it in 20 one year at a time increments.
Sure.
And just to try to get a little bit better every year.
Well, it is the Northeast only PGA Tour event.
Yeah.
You must remind everybody. I mean,
yeah.
And so you really have embraced that and have done everything in your power to make it a signature event for sure. Let's talk about the fan experience, because I know every time I you know, review what are you guys offering for the fans this year? There's like so many options. I mean, the 15T Sports Zone with views mm-hmm. of the 15th and 16th holes, the Treehouse Beer Garden with signature beer, the Stanley Black & Decker Lounge on the 18th fairway. I mean, there's so many things to do. Is anybody watching golf, Nathan?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I could talk for hours about our fan experience, because I would put it up against any professional sporting event in the world. And we start with just a general feeling. Again, back to what I said before, our fans are our customers, right? We are here to make their experience incredible. And how can we do that? And we want people to feel like we think about them all year long. And so it starts, I would say, with the ticket programs, like how we get people on site. And we have, you know, free military on property. We have some great sponsors that sponsor this, and healthcare workers and first responders and kids 15 under for free. Like, we start with, okay, let's make sure we get people who buy into the vision of who we want, you know, to come out. And then once you get on property, like, you set foot on property, we're one of the only events that I've ever seen that has on-site parking for this many people. I mean, we have a lot of land that we are very lucky to have. And we park, you know, 12, 15,000 cars on property. I mean, it is a really cool experience that the fan can pull up to a sporting event like this at, you know, one of the more well-attended events on tour, and you can park on site. But your experience coming in the gates, like immediately we have committees that are giving away free gifts before you even get in. Here's sunglasses, here's lip balm, here's this, welcome to the Travelers Championship. And like, you're getting swag as you walk in. And then you walk in through the gates, we have shuttles that, you know, that can take you places and be like, hey, I want to go here, I want to go here. And then to your point, we have five venues on property that we actually took some really, really good locations. And I would say at a lot of other events might be corporate, you know, chalets, things like that. We found some partners who bought into the fan experience, and they subsidized these five locations in really good viewing areas. That, you know, 15, and they're free to the fans. They're climate controlled. They're reserved. You know, like you can sit up on seats, and I mean, it's really good viewing areas that you can go and bounce around, and you feel like a VIP. And then we have cooling benches, you know, like those things that you see on the side of the NFL sidelines, right? The air conditioning benches. We have free water at like four different big stations where fans can bring in their bottles. We have, we're doing something new this year, which we're really excited about. We've been working on it for months. It's a wayfinding map that you can actually come on property now and actually see where you are and be like, oh, I'm going to hit this over here. How do I get there? Uh-huh. And it will walk you there on your phone. Like, hey, take a left at the first tee, go around the fan zone, go do this. And you actually can walk to these various things. And so an interactive experience map that people can have, we take that very seriously. So, I mean, and then just the what we serve, food, where we serve it, how we take people in and out, the ADA viewing accessibility that we have. Like, we take, if you're going to come out and spend time with us, you're going to be there potentially from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. at night, right? So we are going to take care of you for 13 hours. And we want it to feel like a theme park where your ticket gets you on all the rides, you know, and all these free food. Like, you don't have to like upgrade anything. But then you go into the fan zone and it's like the family's down there. I mean, they're climbing rock walls, playing mini golf, getting face paint, doing arts and crafts, doing all these games. We have these family care stations for parents who bring their kids out if they need time with the, you know, you're changing a diaper, you're doing whatever, like making sure we take care of that. Like, I would love for families to come out and be here for 4 hours and never see a shot of golf. Like, it's a carnival. It's a fair. But yet at the same time, it's the Super Bowl. Like, you get to see the best players in the world competing on an amazing stage. So, like I said, our fan experience, I told you not to get me started on this. Our fan experience, I would put it against, you know, any other professional sporting event out there. We're really lucky with the property, and we have a title who is committed to making sure that's a priority.
Well, I love how you balance creating that great fan experience while still providing opportunities for all these spectators to see the serious, you know, competition out there.
The golf course is
perfect.
Oh,
there's
it is.
So many holes where you can do your thing, have fun, you know, the fan experience, but combine it with premium seating, you know, venues to watch the serious competition.
So, Anna, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but you made me think of something. It goes into the design of our hospitality too. Like, a lot of tournaments, and again, this isn't a knock on them because we are super lucky to have an incredible facility. I mean, like, it is a stadium course in the truest sense. Like, 15 through 18 is in a bowl, and just the landscape, fans can get up on these hills and look down at the action, and they do, my goodness, they fill it up. But what we do too is we try to make sure we don't build the hospitality too close to the action. We actually have room where we build it to where there is, you know, you can get 5, 10, 15 deep of the fans right up against the ropes, and then we start our hospitality. So there is there's a very intentional way that we build this golf course out to make sure that the fans feel like they can get right up in there. But then also our corporate partners have these amazing views as well. But River Highlands is really one of the most unique things. I mean, we have players who their spouses or girlfriends or families that, you know, that watch, that come for the first time, they will sit on 15 and they will say, wait a minute, I can be here and I can watch them for four holes from one location. And for the fans who haven't been up here, that's like, you're not marching all around the golf course chasing people. Like, there are places around our property where you can camp, and literally in that one spot that the wives talk about, you can watch them play 15, 16, 17, and then tee off on 18. And you're an hour in one spot watching four holes of golf unfold. And that is literally one of the most unique things we have. I remember Charlie Hoffman years ago, he goes, this should be a President's Cup venue. He goes, everything would happen right here. You know, right. It would all unfold right here. So we're really lucky. If you've never been, if you're any of your listeners have never been to the property, it really is one of the most unique ways to enjoy and take in a PGA Tour event, because you get to see so much in one location.
And those final stretch of holes, I mean, it has produced so many great finishes. I mean, I can't even think of another PGA Tour event with so many incredible finishes. Talk a little bit about, you know, some of those finishes and why those holes lend to that.
Oh my gosh. How much time do we have? All right. So you got the drivable par four on 15, which you can either double by hitting it in the water, or you can make an eagle. And then you have the, you know, long par three over water, where I remember Bubba Watson was leading by three heading into 16 on Sunday, and then he lost by two because he triple bogeyed 16 or double or something. Get 17, one of the most terrifying tee shots on the golf course. And then 18, once you get tens of thousands of people ringing a par four, it will make you think twice about that golf hole. But I mean, we've seen the tournament won and lost there on those last four holes. I mean, guys will talk about it. They're like, you feel this pressure to make birdies, and all of a sudden you're making bogeys, and then like somebody comes from behind the pack, and then you got to hang on. And I mean, it just produces a lot of drama. But I mean, we've had, I mean, Keegan last year, right? I mean, it was crazy. He and Tommy Fleetwood coming up the 18th. Fleetwood has a one-shot lead, and the Ryder Cup is coming up, right? Keegan's the captain. Tommy's like, so there was this international feel to it. And Keegan is, you know, he's one shot behind on 18. So he's thinking, maybe I could force a playoff. Tommy bogeys, Keegan birdies, and all of a sudden Keegan wins for the second time in 3 years. Then with Harris English, you know, and Cramer Hickok, we had that 8-hole playoff a few years ago where it was just one of the most intense 8-hole playoffs. I mean, I haven't seen many 8-hole playoffs, if any, but it was, they played an extra nine, you know, I mean, and then you get, you know, Xander, the year that he won, he's the gold medal winner, and then he wins, and then you get Jordan chipping in, and then you get Scotty in a playoff against Tom Kim when Scotty Scheffler wins. Like, it's just, it's awesome theater, and I love it for our fans. I mean, they talk about that finish all year. Oh, were you there when so-and-so? Were you there when this? Were you there when this? And so it's we kind of think we're like a Broadway theater, and we just have a really good theater, and then we put the best players in the world on that stage, and they do what they do. So it's a fun environment.
I love that analogy. So what storylines are you most excited to follow this year, do you think?
Oh, gosh. Wow, that's a good question. Last year was obviously so much with Keegan and the Ryder Cup and things like that. I don't know. I mean, there's so many things about the schedule. There's so many things about, you know, where guys, who's coming back, like all the questions that I get. Like, I feel like we kind of have to weed through all that noise and be like, what storylines am I following?
Chris Gutterup, Cameron Young.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, you get the local guys like
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
You got the brothers like Alex and Matt are playing, you know, and which is so cool. And then you get Cam, a New Jersey guy. You get Gutterup, a New England guy. Like, you do have all of a sudden these, you know, more and more, quote unquote, you know, up here Northeast regional ties. And then you get like, okay, who's going to try to break out at a signature event? You know, I mean, that has happened already. Then you get some of these young guys. I mean, we're going to have, you know, we're looking at our exemption list. I can't say anything yet, but you're going to see a young kid that's going to get a chance at some to prove himself against the best players in the world into a signature event. We always reserve one of our exemptions for a young guy. We're pretty close to announcing that, but we haven't yet. But you're going to get that. And I think that's going to be an incredible story of, you know, kind of watching that. So, and then we have the press conference, obviously, on Tuesday where you know, Brian Rolapp has said he's going to come up here and talk about the future of the PGA Tour schedule. And so he's probably going to say some things Tuesday that are obviously going to impact us. And so we're excited about the future, but there's so many storylines. I don't know. You know, we just listed off nine of them. So I'm excited to see which one we didn't see coming and which one's going to unfold.
Nathan, talking about the schedule for 2027, do you anticipate the Travelers will remain around the same dates in June in 2027?
So kind of back to those way back at the beginning of this conversation, kind of those four pillars, right, of what it takes to put on a tour event, your title, the PGA Tour, the facility, and then us as the operator. That's above my pay grade. I mean, the tour and Travelers are working through that. I feel confident that we have a really good event, that we put out a good product, that we're doing the things we're being asked to do. So I feel confident that we're going to be in a good spot. But again, at the end of the day, there's a lot of things kind of back to what I said about, you know, don't let the date define you, you define the date. Like, whatever is going to be given to us, we feel like we are going to make it a success, this community, this golf course. So I'm excited to see obviously where we're going to be on there, but I feel like we have been doing everything we can to show that we can succeed and we can put on a good prep. We can represent the Tours brand, Travelers brand, and produce something that the players absolutely love.
Last question, Nathan. So when the gates open on that first Thursday of Travelers Championship competition, where do we find Nathan Groove?
Well, let's see. We will have just finished a security meeting to get ready, and I will probably – I try to go see the first tee shot. It's, I think it's 6:50, the first ball in the air. Like, that is my goal all the time. But something usually happens between the 247 yards between the command center and the first tee that usually distracts me. But coffee will definitely be involved. I'm an absolute coffee nut, you know, so I will probably be on my sixth or seventh cup of coffee at that point. But you know, I try to get over to the first tee to see it. It's kind of special. You know, the crowds will be out there at 7 a.m. on Thursday like they always are. But it's a pretty cool thing to see something you've worked on all year. And then you hear that first shot and you're like, here we go. So that's my goal. I'm going to see if I can actually make it happen, though.
Well, I can't wait to see you up there again. 20th year as the tournament director of the Travelers Championship, Nathan. And you did a couple years before Travelers even became the sponsor. You continue to do great work. Always a pleasure to have you on Talking Golf, and be sure to buy your tickets at travelerschampionship.com June 22nd to the 28th at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. Can't wait for it to start.
And can't wait to see you. Thank you very much for the time.
Thanks so much. Nathan Groove, Tournament Director of the Travelers Championship. Sports Interview with Allegory is brought to you by the Travelers Championship. Now is the time. This is the place. June 24th through the 28th at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. And by iBeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.